Hey guys, welcome to the Wealthy University. I am your host, Chris Logan, and in this podcast, I will be going over how to increase your credit score, how to pay less in taxes, how to properly use credit cards, and how to build that generational wealth that we all need to have. So stay tuned to this great podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the Wealthy University. This podcast will be giving you the insight on how to achieve a better credit score and the foundation on how to pay less in taxes and create generational wealth. Schools did not give you this information, and I am here to help you along the road to achieve that credit score you want and to achieve the good life. I'll be getting into more about what the good life is. But I would like to give you a little backstory on myself and how I got to this situation and how this podcast will help you on your journey to better credit and finding that good life. So for me, about 8 years ago, I was working part-time and I was in a relationship. The relationship was going south, and what happened was the girl ran up my credit cards and applied for lines of credit and ruined my credit score. I was about 700 point credit score. And once all of that was said and done, I was at the low 500s. I was thinking to myself, how did I get to this situation? What would my family and friends think? How many of them have bad credit? And why am I in this situation? What else could possibly be going wrong for me right now? Well, at that point in time, the landlord at the place that I was renting told me that they were selling the place. So I had 2 to 3 months before that was finalized. And then I would have to be looking for a new apartment. Well, as I said, that I was going through a breakup, so the rent that I was paying essentially doubled because my name was on the lease, and now I am single, so now I'm paying double what I was before. So I'm thinking to myself, how can I get a better credit score so that I can move to a new place? Because with a 500 credit score, it's going to be really hard for me to find a place. And I'm thinking to myself, I work too much. I have school. Just, I don't know what I need to do to get to a better score. There is so much information out there. I just don't know where to turn. So I found a company online who said that they could increase my credit score about 100 points. It cost me roughly $700, but I did see my credit score go up about 100 points, closer to 120, and I then got up to about a 630, 640 credit score, which would be enough to get approved for an apartment. I would have to put a little bit more down, but I could at least move. So the first thing I did was I went out and I applied at this apartment complex. It cost me $50 for the application, and I was denied. At this point, I was devastated. I had already looked at my credit score on Credit Karma and knew where I stood, but I was really confused on why I couldn't be approved. So as I was talking to a loan officer, I found out that Credit Karma does not give you a FICO credit score. Now, how many of you all thought that Credit Karma was giving you that FICO score that is checked everywhere? I know that I was one. Turns out they give you what is called a Vantage credit score, which is a free version of something similar to FICO. So that was something that was really devastating. Not only that, I was thinking to myself, what else could go wrong? You know that old phrase, as soon as you ask the question, you shall find out. Well, the company that I used some techniques that were, for better words, let's just say temporary. My score ended up dropping another 60 points. So it was still significantly higher than it was, but it it wasn't going to get me approved at a an apartment. So my next goal was, where do I turn? I had to figure out what the solution could be to basically improve my credit score. What strategy could I find? What is out there? So as I started to look across the internet, I seen multiple companies saying that they could help with credit repair. But myself, I'm just like, I don't know who to trust. I don't have enough time. I only have a few months before I have to move. Do I have the money? I don't have any money to really invest in this type of solution. I mean, the money that I spent, I wanted to make sure it went to an improved credit score, considering I just lost $700. So my plan was to not only find a way to increase my credit score, but to have a better understanding, because schools let us down by not giving us the tools we need to understand credit, know how it works, and to utilize it efficiently. So now that I know where I'm starting, I had to create a plan. My goal was to try multiple different things and spend money that I did not have just to achieve this credit score. And once I did, I was wanting to help others get out of similar situations that I was in, because knowing about credit and learning how to use it is something that's way too important for us not to know. So my goal was to get to a 740 by the time I finished this whole process, and I was going to document this journey all the way through. So the first thing I did was I found a company, and I started to do everything that they said, and I followed the program that they had specified to a T. And then I also went and found other programs that gave me more insight on how credit worked, how it's calculated, some of the myths that are associated with credit, some of the bonuses that credit, some of the strategies that the big players in the game are using to utilize their credit instead of, you know, using it for day-to-day tasks, how I can make my credit work for me. And I came across a guy who is a quote-unquote guru in this space. And some of what he said was helpful, but other things was just wrong, like not using credit. And if you're going to play this game of life, it's better to know the rules of the game and play to your strengths and utilize the rules, rather than just to say you're going to play the safe way and stick to the side. So I found a mentor who actually gave a lot of insight to the pros of credit and how to use it to my advantage. And learning all of these things and documenting this journey has really gave me a much better overview of how this works and how to create generational wealth. And that's something that we all should be looking forward to creating, because life is hard enough as it is, and you want to give your family the best starting point that you can. And as I mentioned before, we all want the good life. The good life can mean a lot of different things, but to me, it's your health, happiness, and your wealth. So going through this podcast, you're going to learn tips, myths, and strategies to increase your credit score. You're going to learn how credit works. You're going to learn how to pay less in taxes. And you're going to learn how to increase your wealth, not just for you, but for your entire family. And I hope that watching this online or listening to this podcast will indeed help you. If you send messages to me, I will help you the best that I can. Maybe create a podcast around that specific thing, if it's something that's been sent in a lot. Because I really want to give you guys the best information and the best starting point. Because there's so much bad information out there that if you make one mistake or listen to one wrong thing of advice, you can lose a lot of credit points. And once you learn how it's calculated and learn the system behind it, you're going to be much better off than just fixing your credit score and then going from there. Because if you do that, you're just going to end up in the same situation. Not only do I help fix credit repair, I also help build that foundation to learn how to financially be free, not paying as much in taxes, learning how to be offensive, not just defensive, because you can only save so much. So you want to learn how to make your money work for you. Also, credit cards. I am going to help you understand more about how to use credit cards to benefit you, as far as what kind of credit cards you should get, what credit level you need to be at to get those credit cards, which credit cards you should have in your profile, not only to help your credit score, but to help you save money. And I'm also going to go into credit card bonus and perks, such as travel rewards, hotel rewards, cashback, balance transfer, because there's so many opportunities out there for people to get ahead and just to save money, that we all need to be taking advantage of these things. So hopefully throughout this podcast, you guys will be getting a lot of great information and a lot of tips that you can apply to your day-to-day life. And if you are interested in any of my programs, you can send me a message, or you can go to my Instagram, which is agent740, and we will be more than glad to help you finally achieve your dreams and reach that good life. As I said, this is the first episode. So in upcoming episodes, I will be going over more things to help you get ahead and to achieve that good life. So catch you guys on the next episode. This is Chris with the Wealthy You University, because investing in yourself is how you become wealthy. Peace. Hey guys, I know repairing your credit is hard and getting yourself to the position that you want to be in is really tough. Just a while back, I was in your shoes, but I put together a cool course and program to help everyone increase their credit score and understand how it works and how to use credit to be more beneficial. I will be opening up this program in just a little bit so you guys can find the success that I have found in these proven strategies. You guys stay tuned and check it out. It's going to be well worth the wait.